this Flash CS3 and CS4 ActionScript 3 tutorial, we learn how to program the UI loader component, bring in a dynamic image, and monitor its load progress percentage. Let me show you what I mean. Let's press Control Enter, export the file, see the load percentage. Bam. Okay, let's click Create New ActionScript 3 file, and I'm in CS4, but you can be working in Flash CS3. And all of this will be exactly the same. So the first thing we want to do is grab a text tool. Let's make sure in the properties panel it's dynamic text and it's set the way we like. So let's slap it on stage there. Drag it out to make it a little longer. Let's check the properties and give it a status underscore txt instance name. So now we give it an instance name of status underscore txt. Now we can refer to this text field in our code to give a status of what's going on, or to show the status of what's going on. Okay, now I'm going to set the properties of the size of my file to maybe about 680 by 500. Okay, now I'm going to drag out from the components library, the UI loader component. So now we have an instance of the UI loader component, and in our library you can see now we have component assets and that UI loader. Now let's just give this an instance name of UI loader. Okay, now we can save this file. I'm just going to File, Save As. I'm going to make a new folder on my desktop for it. Let's call it AS3 UI Loader Component. Now, inside of that, actually, let's grab that name, because that's what we'll name the file. This Flash CS4 document, which you can also save as a CS3 document if you needed to. Press Save. Okay, now in that folder, let's make sure we put an image. So right here on my desktop, I have my image. It's a JPEG, so it's my underscore image dot JPEG. Let's take a look at it. That's it right there. So that's what I want to load in dynamically into the UI loader. So I'm going to put that in my new project folder that I created here. UI loader component. See, there's my file. Let's pop that image right in there. Okay, so now we have the image sitting right next to the file. Okay, so we want to load that into our Flash file dynamically. So let's show you the code for that now. Now, just to keep things organized, I'm going to create a new layer. I'm going to name layer 1 stage elements, things that are on stage. Layer 2 I'm going to name AS3, short for ActionScript 3. Now let's highlight that ActionScript 3 keyframe there and press F9. Now we're in our actions panel, Flash CS4. We're going to type in first the variable. It's going to be the string variable for the image coming in. So you say my image colon string equals in between double quotes, we're going to put my image, that was the image we put in that folder, dot JPEG. Okay, so the next line is going to be a URL request, and we're going to use this string in the URL request line. Let's make a new variable of request colon URL request equals new URL request. And now let's put this image string right here, right into the URL request line. Now we're going to set some properties for the UI loader. Remember, we gave an instance name of UI loader. This property is scale content, and I'm going to talk to you more about this, and we'll experiment with it when we get done with the code. I'll show you what this does. First, we'll say false. Now, UI loader is going to need an event listener for our complete handler and our progress handler, because we're going to be able to monitor the progress as the picture loads in, give you a nice little loading percentage indication. So let's say add event listener. And this is event.complete, comma, and let's name the function that's going to fire off complete handler. Okay, so when the image is loaded in, all the data for the image is loaded in and ready for display, it runs the complete handler when it's all the progress is loaded in. Now we're going to say UI loader dot add event listener. Let's just grab that whole line. We'll just change it up for our needs here. This is going to be progress event, and we're going to call this progress handler. Now what's going to happen is we're going to be able to monitor the progress. This has to be progress event here. We're going to monitor the progress of the image, the external image that's on our server. We're going to monitor the progress of it loading into the UI loader. So now we just say UI loader dot load the request, the URL request right there. So that will effectively load the URL requested image into the loader. And now, let's see, we're going to create two functions. We need the complete handler function and the progress handler function. So let's get those in here on line 9. Okay, let's type in function. We can grab this function name here, progress handler. And this is going to be event : progress event. Close the semi or close the parentheses. Void. Open curly brace and go down a couple of lines and close the curly brace. Now let's create another function nest right below it. This is going to be for the complete handler, so let's just change the name of that function. And this is not going to be a progress event, it's just going to be a regular event. Let's claim it as regular event. Now here we can add some things to the status text field, so when it's completely loaded in, it will say image is finished loading or something like that. Equals, let's say image is loaded. So when it's completely loaded in and the progress has finished listening and it knows it's all loaded in, it's going to snap to this complete handler and fire that off, and it will say image is loaded. And at that point you can do anything you want inside of this function. You don't have to write something to a text field. I'm just putting it to a text field to show you a good example of when things are what's happening when. So here in this line we're gonna type in or make the status text field show the percentage loaded : let's put a space. Now let's go beyond this double quote here and let's type in a plus sign. Now, what we're going to do is we want to put the event dot target dot percent loaded. This will be lowercase. That's uppercase. There we go. So what we're doing is saying is putting into the status text field, so we can see what's going on, the words percentage loaded, and it's going to be monitoring the percent loaded progress. So you'll see the text field rolling along in an animated fashion, showing the numbers changing. Okay, so what we have to do here is round the math off. So let's put this, we have to round the math off because that would be some crazy decimal number if we don't. So let's claim math dot round, and that will effectively make a large number or a decimal number rounded. It'll round any number for you. Okay, so I think that is it. Looks good to me. Everything has instance name. Alright, let's test. Let's press Control Enter. And there it is. Image is loaded. And the reason why we didn't see any load percentage is because we're loading an image that's on our local machine here, sitting in the same folder on my desktop. It doesn't need to load. It's already in my system. If I was loading from the web, which I'm going to show you guys just a few things that are handy to know about this before we call it quits here. But pretty much the application is done and we're loading in an image from our server into our main flash file and monitoring its load percentage. Okay, let's take a look at one of these properties. Let's go back into our actions panel. See this property of false? Let's turn that to true and see what happens. So scale content is now set to true. And you see our UI loader, it's 100 by 100. Now let's press Control Enter or F12. You can see the size our scroller is physically on the stage will determine, will determine the size of the, let's just change the properties here. There we go. Let's make it that wide and that high. Now you'll see it'll be just a little bit larger now. And it also centers it. That might be handy for some of you guys if you want to. Let's go to the properties again and make it almost as wide as the whole file. Now you'll see my little image will be centered. See? It's centered on stage. As long as this is about centered, it's going to throw it right in the middle of that. So that shows you how to access the scale mode true property of it. That way you can scale your images down if they're too big when you're loading them into your file. So no matter what size they are, they'll fit nice. Okay, so now let's go ahead and change that. Let's just show you, if you really must, or if you really want to see the load percentage progress on your local machine, there's a way to do that. You can just go to Google, type in flowers, whatever, go to images, and now let's go to large, extra large, and you just click the image and then press stop. Don't let it load all the way in. Well, first you gotta get the image going. So you don't let it load all the way in, and then you just grab that URL, copy it, close the browser down, go back into Flash CS4, change your string for the where the image is referenced to that image online. Now let's press Control Enter and we'll actually see some animated progress. Control Enter. There it is. Beautiful, huh? Bada bing, bada boom. That's how it's done. We'll see you guys next lesson. This Flash source file will be available at developphp.com. And actually, I'm going to turn it into a Flash CS3 file so the CS3 and CS4 users can both get to it, because it works in CS3 and CS4 exactly the same.